get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorwood, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I hope you're having the best week, and I'm really looking forward to delving into this conversation with you today all about refining the narrative of your brand. And the reason why I'm so excited is that this is where we start to tap into the essence of your brand and the stories that make it utterly unique. And by understanding and learning how to communicate the narrative of your brand, you can start to create an offering that goes a layer deeper. Without it, you simply just provide a solution with your product or your services, and you end up just blending in with your competitors. So today I really wanted to help you add meaning to your business in a way that allows you to capture your audience's attention so that you can draw them in towards the magic that you're creating, and as a result, entice them into becoming loyal brand advocates. And there's a reason why I say brand advocates instead of just customers, because here, we're all about going that little bit further in a way that feels really good. And by creating loyal brand advocates, you are creating a community around your brand, people who are referring you, they're talking about you at dinner parties, they're putting your business forward for opportunities that they know that you are totally aligned for. And who doesn't want that? So I want to ask you, what is your story? I want to know the imperfections, all those nitty-gritty bits that got your business to where it is today, that helped you start, that helped you take that leap forward, that helped you say, yes, this is what we're going for. Is your brand rich with history, or did your concept come from a turning point in your own life? Did the first step to starting your business take you on an incredible adventure? Are there tales behind the artisans that you work with or the destinations that you've traveled to that have brought your brand to life? Often I find once we delve that layer deeper, there are the most fascinating stories that begin to emerge that give your brand so much meaning, but most of all, a point of connection that evokes emotion. And this is what we're working towards with your marketing. Often we can really lose sight of this as we get so caught up in the automation and the statistics and the real logical side of marketing, which I believe is vital, and I spend a lot of my time in that place, but you really can't have one without the other. So as you start to unveil the stories that are woven into the essence of your brand, I want you to begin to think about which parts of your story are going to resonate with that brand advocate that you're wanting to call in? What is going to truly connect with them? And to totally simplify this for you, a question to ask yourself is, what is my customer seeking? So if you put yourself in their shoes right now, what are they seeking out in the world? Are they seeking a transformation in their lives and they need a guiding light that can show them the solution to their challenges with a story that really helps them feel understood? And can they look at you and think, she understands me because she has walked this path herself and she has gotten herself to the place that I so desire to be? Or are they looking for a product with a story that fascinates them? A really great story to tie in with this one is I was away at a beautiful beach house on a business trip, actually, very lucky. And it was coming to dinner time. We'd spent the whole day on a photo shoot. I was given the task, the very difficult task of going to the bottle shop and picking up a few bottles of wine. When I walked into the bottle shop, of course, there's stacks of all different types of wine. And I thought, I want to bring something back that's really beautiful. We've spent the whole day in this incredible house shooting beautiful images. I want to pick a bottle of wine that reflects the way we're all feeling. We're all feeling creative. We want to continue that experience. I don't just want to pick a stock standard bottle of wine. So I went up to the man that was working there and I said, "This is what I'm looking for. What have you got? What are you loving at the moment? Like, what's something that really stands out to you?" And he said to me, "This is a bottle of wine for you." And it was a bottle of wine. And when you scanned the packaging, the bottle of wine came to life and it told you the story behind this wine. And each different wine had a different story. And I thought, this is fascinating. We can all sit around and have our dinner and we can scan this bottle and listen to these stories. And that's exactly what we did. And we spent about half an hour creating a connection with this brand. And you bet I went on to buy the same bottle of wine for different events and as gifts for friends because it connected with me. It wasn't just a pretty label. It went that layer deeper. So even if you have a product, I want you to think about how can you pull the story out of this product? How can you build a story around it so that it creates a really deep and beautiful and meaningful connection with people? And I believe that right now customers are looking for more. They can go and buy a pretty cushion, but if you've got a cushion that has been hand block printed by artisans in India with beautiful designs that you've brought to life from your travels across the world, that is a talking point and that is something that is going to draw people in. And same with your services. Say, for example, that you're an interior designer and you design really beautiful, refined spaces with materials that complement each other in the most beautiful way. And you help people create a space that may seem like it has a very neutral color palette, but when you look into it, you can see there's different textures and there's different pieces that have been pulled from different destinations around the world. And it brings together this space that is so rich with character. That's your special magic and that's what you bring to life. So you can see there's so many different stories that you could pull from there. You could talk about where you pick certain pieces of furniture from and why. You could talk about why you layer a really considered natural color palette and how this complements the lifestyle of your clients to help them live the way that they want to live in their homes. So I want this episode to inspire you to fall in love with your brand and to tell the stories behind your brand and to let that become part of your branding and your content and what you share with your, with the world, because this is what creates depth. This is what evokes emotion and inspiration, and it makes people want to be part of what you're creating. And the last little part that I wanted to wrap up with today is that imperfection is what creates a deeper connection. So you might think that the challenges that you've gone through that actually built the concept for your brand are not important, or maybe you're a bit scared to share them. And I don't believe that you have to share them, you know, in a YouTube video and broadcast it to the world, but it could be when you're on an initial consult or a sales call, you can weave this into your communication so that you can help your customers know, "I understand you. I understand the steps that you have to go through. And this is how we're going to do it because I am proof that you can do this too." This is really all about tapping into your own story, tapping into the essence of your brand and the stories behind your brand, and finding those little points of imperfection that we can bring forward, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have imperfections. Every single person that I speak to on this podcast has so many imperfections, and they are all so beautiful and incredible to listen to because those are the points that have gotten them to where they are today. So I want you to be courageous with leading with your imperfections and building a community of brand advocates around you that are going to propel you forward with the most intentional and meaningful business. So I can't wait to hear what stories you start to journal on and you start to weave into your branding and your content, because this is exciting. This is something more than just product or a service that is already out there in the world. This is your story and your brand, and it gets to be really magical. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I can't wait to chat to you again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.